The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is just after 6 o'clock. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
I'm going to kick the show off with a little Christmas cheer. What do you say? Huh?
Oh, hey. Jingity jing. It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la.
Now the reason I've decided to go with Dominic the Donkey by Lou Monte. It's because it's number 5 on the list of the most hated Christmas songs. And I'm like, what?
No.
It is one of our most cherished this time of the year.
National treasure, even.
I know, right? The wow. Chipmunk song comes in at number 4. Do They Know It's Christmas? Band-Aid. Number 3, Wonderful Christmas by Paul McCartney. And The Christmas Shoes by New Song. The number one most hated Christmas song. Get out of here with that stuff. That's what they're saying.
That's tragic, really, honestly.
I mean, I'm all right with the Christmas Shoes song. I'm just like, I'm like, of Christmas songs.
I think that's a sweet song.
Sure, okay. I think from Christmas song power rankings, that's probably near the bottom for me. Yeah. Do They Know It's Christmas? It's okay. Wonderful Christmas Time. I think that's a cheery song by Paul McCartney. You know, I don't think that deserves to be number 2 on the list of the most hated Christmas songs. Yeah. The Chipmunk song. Yeah, that's kind of campy and stupid. I mean, but
listen,
then
you stay away from Alvin and the boys.
Okay.
I mean, come on now. Them is fighting words.
I guess.
What about the hippo song? Is the hippo song on there?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. No, it didn't make the top 5. And you're right, Kelly.
Are you kidding me?
That should have been probably number 2.
Number one. That's my number one.
That would have replaced Wonderful Christmas Time for me, the hippopotamus song. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, but...
I mean, why?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Just a bunch of... And who knows who they interviewed for this, quote, survey for the most hated Christmas songs of all time. But there you go. Dominic the Donkey at number 5. And I say, nay, nay! Dominic the Donkey's probably in my power ranking for top 5 Christmas songs.
Absolutely, 100%. I agree. And, you know, nothing says Merry Christmas like talking about the songs you hate at the holidays. So this is the perfect
it's
way
perfect
to get in the season.
Get into the Christmas spirit. Bah, humbug. Stupid songs. Grr. All right. So today on the show, it's secrets, which could turn into kind of a roommate confession sort of thing. We've got You Laugh, You Lose slated. We've got Toilet Virginity on the show.
I'm sorry, what?
Yep, that's a term that I didn't think I was going to use today, but here we are. Yep, and your feel-good stories. We'll get into all those here on the way. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We were just talking about the Christmas songs that people dislike the most. I will say a text message rolling in. From Hunter, who says, I will say the best Christmas song is Froggy Fresh and Moneymaker Mike. Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
This is like...
Number one.
I was going to say a song from probably 10 years ago.
Krispy Kreme.
And he actually had to call himself something other than Krispy Kreme because Krispy Kreme sued him.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to change it to Froggy Fresh.
There you go.
First thing on my list, go figure, it's a brand new John Cena action figure. Second thing on my list, guess what? It's a really cute girl with a really cute butt. Mike said, Krispy Kreme, hold up. Mom said, you're not allowed to touch a girl's butt until you're grown up. That's right, I forgot about that rule. Not allowed to touch butts until you graduate from school.
But I mean, yes.
Yeah, this is
all of that.
The most unlikely of Christmas songs, but...
It's fantastic.
It is. And Kelly, I am... I'm resisting the thing that everybody always requests every single Christmas.
Don't do it. Just don't. You go ahead and you keep your finger off that button right now. Just keep it off there. But he's let's live in Froggy Fresh, aka Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. So
right here, let's just marinate.
Many years ago.
No.
Kelly no. did a concert. She was part of
it wasn't my concert. I was a Purdue-et.
Yeah, she was
in college.
Part
it
of
was
a concert.
The Purdue
yes.
Musical organizational Christmas show.
And so she had her own little solo because, you know, Kelly was a great singer. And she did a grown-up Christmas list.
I hate you.
I'll just give you like 15 seconds, okay?
We don't need to.
15 seconds.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee.
I love it. I love it.
I wrote to you with childhood fantasy.
I mean, listen. How many years? Listen to that. Oh, as soon as I discovered it, I've been playing it ever since.
Oh my gosh. My grown-up.
Yes, that is Kelly K, my
wow.
friends. I mean, does that take you back?
I'm wearing sequins and I have big hair.
Yeah, big hair
moment.
And
big hair sequins.
Like a royal blue velvet dress almost, right?
It was multicolored.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sequin jacket.
All right, anyways, there you go. Some Christmas fun here this morning.
That's great.
On 99.7 DJ Arts. Do this every single hour, Kelly K.
Now, this is awesome. To celebrate turning 75, Baskin Robbins is giving away free ice cream for life.
Like, what does that mean, free ice cream for life? Because I can put away some ice cream.
Well, yeah. They didn't really necessarily define it. But I'm sure it's probably like, you know, at least free ice cream every week for the rest of your life, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Either way, just give it a shot. See what that means. You got to share your favorite Baskin Robbins memories on social media. You got through 11 o'clock tonight to do it, to get in. You just got to share your fun times at Baskin Robbins across Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter using the hashtag BRSweepstakes.
Okay.
And you know what? 75 winners are going to be selected.
Oh.
And score other sweet prizes like free ice cream for a year or gift cards, various amounts, stuff like that. We've got it up. At WDJX.com. It's fun, you know? Ice cream.
Sure, ice cream. Ice cream. I love ice cream.
Ice cream.
All right, feel good. Hopefully, the free ice cream for life matches your thirst for ice cream. So.
Well, yeah, you don't have to enter if you're not an ice cream fan.
Oh, yeah, good point.
I know a lot. You know, yeah, you do have a choice.
No, I will say there are a lot of people who enter contests who have no idea what they're even going to win. So
I'm hoping with this particular one, they will know what they're trying to win.
All right. Yesterday, we got on this topic of famous people who graduated from your high school. It was all because Post Malone gifted his alma mater a bunch of his sold-out Crocs. And we were like, man, wouldn't that be cool if like someone famous graduated from our high school and did something like that for us? And then we got,
uh-huh.
Yeah, we got to thinking about it. And then I, who graduated from Grandview Heights High School, I was like, man, I don't think anybody famous or anybody that I know famous graduated from my high school. And then you're like, well, I mean, I've got basketball star Sean Kemp, former NBA player Sean Kemp, who graduated from mine. So
about as famous as it gets for me.
Yeah, but continuing on Twitter, like a bunch of people continued to tweet us after the show yesterday. Woody Harrelson went to my college. That was, from a listener. Becca said Derek Anderson, another basketball player. He was a senior and I was a freshman.
Okay.
Then Maggie Lawson went to McKenna's Assumption High School. She played Juliet on Psych.
Oh, yeah, Maggie.
Yes, yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus went to Case's High School or graduated from Case's
nice.
High School. So that's kind of cool. I was like, oh, yeah, Billy Ray. I guess he is from this region, I should say. Not necessarily Louisville. But anyways, so we dive in with more coming up here in just a sec. Like, apparently, there are a lot of famous people, just not famous people that graduated from Kelly or mine high school that went in on that. So we'll get into that coming up here next after BTS on
99.7 DJX.
Famous people graduating from your high school, 99.7 DJX. Kelly has Sean Kemp, former NBA star Sean Kemp, as her claim to fame from her high school. No one real famous, I don't think, graduated from my high school in Columbus, Ohio. I know that we had an intern whose parents graduated with Diane Sawyer way back in the day. And,
oh, well, that's fun.
Yeah. And then we've had interns, I know, that have, like, went to high school with Nicole Scherzinger at Y-Pass. And then, you know, Jack Harlow at Atherton.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, absolutely. So, yeah, Louisville kind of has a good crop of kind of famous people rolling out of there. Hunter texted us and said, my cousin went to school with George Clooney. She was a freshman when he was a senior.
That's way cooler.
Yeah, George Clooney, my gosh. Yeah. I like, sometimes I forget, like, George Clooney and Tom Cruise and those guys are Kentucky born and raised, you know?
Exactly. Now, you know, we had Tom's cousin, William Maypother, in the studio a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Tom, obviously, from went to St. X there, but way cooler than my story where literally no one.
You're the most famous.
I'm not even
graduate from your high school.
I'm not even counting.
You may not know you're famous.
Right, sure. No, I'm not even counting me. Yeah. That is stupid.
Listen, you take a picture of the plaques on the wall and you say, listen, we did some stuff here.
Yeah, look. I'm on a morning show that won awards, guys.
Now, look at that. It's an actual award. It's a plaque.
Yeah.
Hanging on the wall.
My name's on it. It's great. So anyways. All right.
That's not my real name, but whatever.
They're like, we don't even know Ben Davis. Like, okay, well, yeah, that's right.
All right.
Got a text from a listener when my cousin lived in Switzerland. He went to private school with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator.
Wow. OMG.
Obviously not in charge at that time, but that is, wow, that is out there.
What he was like in school.
Right. We know he doesn't poop, right?
Yes, we do know that.
Yeah. Okay. So he obviously never went to bathroom.
Magical.
So then another text that said, my Girl Scout troop used to sell cookies to George Clooney. That's pretty cool. And then we got another text from Steph that was like, Ben and Kelly are radio names? Wow, didn't know that. Well, no, Ben is my first name. Kelly is Kelly's first name. Kelly's well,
and I was Kelly K, legit.
Yeah.
For many years, all the way through school. In first grade, there were five Kellys in my first grade class, so I became Kelly K then because my last name was very long.
Right, right.
So I just used first initial.
Right, and then, you know, way back in, and Ben is my first name, my last name is different, but like, way back in the day, I had a boss that was like, wow, that name, maybe you need to change your name. And so, you know, I was just getting into radio. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to do that.
I'm gonna get a stage name.
And then once you like become that professionally, then you just kind of live with it. So
you got to stick with it. Yeah.
So anyways,
I'll tell you what, I think radio people, it, like, traditionally have very weird long last names. Like, I've worked, like, your last name's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My last name, my maiden last name was very interesting.
Yeah.
And most people we worked with had interesting last names.
Yeah. At least we didn't go with, like, radio names like Romeo and Skippy.
Wait, can we start? I want to change the name now. It's the Romeo and Skippy Show. That sounds fun. I'm going to be Skippy.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We give these stories to you every single day as a small hurdle to jump over to achieve for today or maybe the weekend to the land down under, where if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a toilet's virginity before the new owner does, you're doing okay.
OMG.
So now do you know what we're talking about?
Okay.
So Nadia, she's from Australia. She hired a group of construction workers to do some work on her home, right?
Yep.
Part of that was a bathroom remodel. Here's the problem.
Nature calls.
Nature calls. The construction workers, quote, took the virginity of her brand new toilet, leaving her stunned.
Oh, wow. I'm assuming they left evidence.
like,
because otherwise, so, how else are you going to know?
Moose tracks, you mean?
Probably.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So she...
Is that what we're calling it? Moose tracks?
So she had even set up like a porta potty outside for the workers to use. But
yes, you know what? There's a house going up down the street. There's porta potties right outside.
Right. So instead of using the porta potties, the construction workers wanted to test drive the brand new toilet, which, you know what? Honestly, like, if we're being honest, Like, some of those new toilets are really pretty cool. And if I were a construction worker, I'd probably want to do the same thing.
Sure. Absolutely. That's what they're for.
Yeah. So, listen. So, she left them a note.
Uh-oh.
Saying, in part, "Dear tradesmen," which, fancy word for construction workers down in
Absolutely.
Australia. The toilets in this house are not rightfully yours to use. We are paying for an outdoor toilet for your use. Not only did you take the virginity of our toilets, but you disrespectfully ignored the seal sign, ripped the tape, and continued to use it. So she...
Oh, she even sealed it up to kind of try to send a strongly worded message without the note.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yep, but when nature calls, I guess...
But you know what? The fact that she's paying for a porta potty for them, I get it.
And this is why it's a setting the bar story. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're all kind of siding with the homeowner here where, you know, you're getting a bathroom remodel and you're thinking to yourself, man, I can't wait to christen the toilet for the first time, right?
Oh, wow.
Doesn't everybody think that?
No, I don't. That's really not something that I get excited about.
Okay. Well, I mean, you do you, I do me, but whatever.
All right. Now, we're almost finished with our basement remodel. We've got a bathroom going in. I'm really excited to see what it looks like, but I'm not really super excited to, like, I can't wait to use that toilet. Yay!
Yes, but you can put yourself in the shoes of the homeowner, and if you knowingly saw that the construction workers took your brand new toilet's virginity before you were able to, you or your husband.
We shall see.
I think.
Let's hope they're listening. You've been put on notice.
Hey.
You let the Kel use that first.
We'll be watching you. So there you go. Setting the bar. Small example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking the toilet's virginity before the new owner does, well, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's paying for a porta potty.
Yep. That is setting the bar on 99.7 EJX. Every week at this time, we open up our show to you to maybe unload a secret. Maybe it's a little white lie, a little secret. Maybe it's a deeper, darker secret. Either way, sometimes it feels therapeutic to just get it off your chest. And
why'd you start with white lie? It's a secret. It's a secret.
You're right. You're right. It wouldn't be a lie. You're right. It would be your secret. I meant something lighter. I meant like a light secret. Or
there you go. That's
be
better.
A deeper, darker secret. Either way, we're here. So, got a guy on the phone, and I'll let you say it. Go ahead.
I've been living with a guy I met off Craigslist for about 4 months now.
Okay.
He's my roommate.
Okay. Roommate, just guy you found on Craigslist. You guys are living together. Gotcha.
And one afternoon, he comes out, and he's wearing underwear. And I didn't really think anything of it. You know, I let him, you know, just do his thing. He went back in his room. But it got me thinking, man, these underwear, they look so comfortable. So when he went to work, I went in his room, and I was looking for the underwear he was wearing. I just was curious what brand they were.
Sure.
I couldn't find them, so I went through his dirty hamper.
Oh, my gosh, you did.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
And I ended up trying on his underwear, and it fit so nice that I ended up actually just...
What'd you do?
Picking up all my stuff, leaving, taking his underwear, and now I'm currently still wearing his underwear.
What?
Is that bad?
Oh my god.
Yes, a little. Yes, a little. Like, first of all, let's talk about the elephant in the room. He tried on a guy's dirty underwear. Second point, he stole them and moved away.
Well, okay, all right, but to be...
Is that bad?
But to be fair, if you stole your roommate's underwear, you would probably not want to face the music with
you do move.
Your roommate. Yeah. You just cut ties and leave.
Because he's going to know the perp is you. Like, there is no one else to blame it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to move. I can't believe he moved. I can't believe he stole my underwear and moved.
Now I'm kind of curious as to what kind of underwear it was. What was the brand?
Oh, now you're thinking, do you have FOMO? Do you have underwear FOMO? You feel like you're missing out on this wonderful,
maybe I need
stealable
that.
Underwear?
Add that to my Christmas list. I need some of this underwear here. If it's...
Listen, I spent years getting you really weird patterned underwear, and I got you like a bona fide good gift this year, and now you're wanting underwear again?
What? Yeah, listen, I'm not saying the beer and meat wasn't great. I'm just,
it was great.
I know. I'm just saying that it might be nice to know for future reference what underwear he had. But hang on, we're getting away from the point. The dude, is this like a roommate confessions? Like, have you ever stolen something from, or a quote, okay, sorry, stealing is a bad word. Have you ever borrowed without your roommate knowing something of your roommate's and maybe not just given it back yet?
Borrowed and not given back? That's what we're calling this? Like, listen, I love the fact that he called us and then still wants to know, is that bad?
I know, Ryan.
I think we need to answer that, yes, it's bad.
Yeah,
Let's not steal things and move away.
I got a text message that says, what the hell? He couldn't buy his own pair? Well,
seriously. Once he did find it and realized he liked it, look at the tag and then buy some. I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, this feels like the way more work to, like, pack all your stuff and move.
Yeah.
As opposed to look at a tag, buy the underwear.
Right.
Don't know.
Right. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, yes, I think his question of is it bad? Yeah, I think we can all collectively say yes.
Yes.
Stealing the underwear is bad. Now, looking at what brand the underwear is, that's a little bit weird. However, I would have probably just asked my roommate and just said, hey, Mike,
those look comfortable.
What?
I don't know. Maybe he just thought that was too weird to even ask. Like, I can't talk to that guy about his underwear because how weird is that? And then what if they get mixed up if they do laundry? That kind of thing. Maybe that's the mindset that just led him to the only answer is stealing and moving.
I mean, that's the way you go with it. That's how you get away with it. You say, oh, it must have gotten mixed up in my laundry.
Yes.
I accidentally wore it. Here you go. I've washed
that
and laundered them.
He should have called us before all of this.
Yeah. Okay.
We could have saved him some packing.
Here's the next thing. All right, guys, if you have a secret that you're thinking about doing, tell us first and we'll tell you whether you can do it or you should do it.
Weird conundrum. We can maybe intervene at the right time.
And either say, you know what, green light, let your freak flag fly, go for it. Or say, you know what, let's yellow light that one. Yeah, let's use caution on this one just to...
Let's choose another path.
A hot sec. So yeah, his secret, he took his roommate's dirty underwear that he saw him wear and thought they looked comfortable, wore them.
Fell in love with them.
Turned out...
Bona fide fell in love with them.
Yep.
Moved because of them.
Yeah. So, okay. That was something. So,
that was a lot. I didn't expect that. Yeah, that is not a path I expected to go down.
No. But I'm glad we did. It's 99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Those trumpets, that fanfare can only mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. The first person who laughs loses. Kelly K holds the slight lead and the trophy with last week's
so pretty
victory.
Yeah.
So you'll see.
You've been taking good care of her? Did
Thank
you shine
you,
her
yes.
up for me, Sparky?
I spit shined her.
Okay.
All right, You Laugh, You Lose. Jokes. By the way, if you want to submit jokes for You Laugh, You Lose, we're open to that too. At Ben and Kelly
Literally
Show.
Literally just got one coming in at the last minute.
Oh, okay. All right.
Literally.
Losers go first, so that would be me. Are you ready, Kelly?
I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Wait.
Got to get all the laughs out, right?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What did baby corn say to mama corn?
What did baby corn say to mama corn?
Where's popcorn?
Yeah. Where's daddy? Gotcha.
No, popcorn.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Thank you.
Popcorn. Okay. So this joke just came in, said I had to use it.
Mm-hmm.
What did the cowboy say after he tripped?
What?
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Ah, clever. All right. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call a hen that's good at arithmetic?
What do you call a hen that's good at arithmetic?
A mathma-chicken. What?
Good one.
Thank you.
The gesture was even better.
I know. I was making like little flipper wings with my arms.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's really good.
All right.
Did you know, this is from Gail, did you know Ireland has the fastest growing capital city in the world?
I didn't.
Yeah. It's Dublin every day.
Oh, yeah. Dublin, Ireland. The city. Got it.
That was for you.
Thank you.
You honeymoon there.
I did. I was walking down the road yesterday, Kelly, and I slipped on some dog poop. It was very unfortunate. Yeah, I know. A lady came up behind me and slipped as well. I said, I just did that. And she slapped me and said, for me to use the toilet next time.
Yeah. Disgusting, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, I heard Humpty Dumpty had a bad winter.
Yeah?
Which is weird, because he had a great fall.
Seasonal jokes. Love it.
Yeah.
This just in, Kelly. This just in. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Two robbers just hijacked a truck delivering a supply of Viagra.
Yeah.
Everyone be on the lookout for two hardened criminals.
Yes. Be on the lookout.
For those hardened criminals. Right. Stole the truck of Viagra. So you laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Two women were walking through the woods when a frog called out to them and said, help me, ladies. I'm a real estate broker who, through a curse, has been transformed into a frog. If one of you will kiss me, I'll be returned to my former self.
Okay.
One woman took out her purse, grabbed the frog, stuffed it inside her handbag.
Okay.
The other woman was like, didn't you hear him? If you kiss him, he'll turn back into a real estate broker. Second woman said, sure, heard him. These days, talking frog is worth a heck of a lot more than real estate broker.
All right.
I send that out to my husband.
Thank you.
Who's a real estate agent.
Okay.
I love you.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What did the Italian boy say after walking in on his father in the restroom?
What did the Italian boy say after walking in on his father in the restroom?
I seen it to pee-pee! I seen it to pee-pee.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get the hardened criminals out of my mind. And that set me up.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, seriously,
and I went
though.
On pee-pee?
Why you gotta break it? Your mama's hard. I seen it to pee-pee. All right. There you go. You laugh, you lose.
Okay.
We're not going to say they're great jokes.
No, they're not. And listen, to all that were on Team Kelly and sent me your wonderful jokes, I'm very sorry I let you all down. I got taken down by Viagra and pee-pee.
That is You Laugh, You Lose on 99.7 DJX. Get to a couple text messages. And this is responding to the secret that we had a little earlier in the show. Where it was, I mean, there were roommates, and he basically stole his roommate's underwear because he saw him wearing them. They looked like they were comfortable. Instead of just asking about the underwear, he tried them on when the roommate wasn't there, liked them, stole them, then moved. Text from Katie.
It's a bizarre little tale.
Yeah. Text from Katie. I feel like this must be a guy thing because girls were just like, oh, that looks super comfy. Oh, that's really cute. Where'd you get it? Guys must be like, oh, that's cute. That's comfy. I'm just going to steal it and move. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they don't talk. They don't say words.
No. And that's the thing. Like, as a roommate, I don't know if I would say to my roommate, hey, that underwear looks comfy. Where'd you get it?
No, that's a weird sentence to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. And if you're really that hard up for, like, underwear, then, you know, I guess being sneaky in the laundry when, you know, and kind of looking and seeing what brand it is, I guess, would be the way to go about it.
You could even Google, like, what's the most comfortable men's underwear? See what comes up.
Yeah, Steph texts in, I'm still laughing at the fact that Kelly buys Ben underwear. Well, used to. She...
Well, yeah.
For years.
It's been, I mean, we had a long stretch where every year, I mean, they had weird, bizarre patterns. Uh-huh. And I thought, this is... I think probably the best ones were like the kitten... Like famous painting. What was that painting? It was like a Michelangelo painting with cats.
Yes, yes. You have gifted me for Christmas over the many, many, many years.
A healthy wardrobe.
Yeah, a pair of boxer shorts or whatever, and or a pair of underwear, which is a little bit different. And again, I should probably say at this point that I have not done the same for you.
No, I'd be weird.
It's just
don't do that. That's weird.
No, if I'm giving you underwear, that crosses, I think, some sort of weird line that we have a weird line as it is with the show. But me getting you underwear, I think, is even.
Well, yours are more fun. You have more fun options for men. Women is just not more. Well, it's fun in a different way.
Okay. Yeah. Again. I can't buy you underwear. I can't do that. No.
We don't do that.
That's not going to happen. So anyways, and if you've got any sort of like roommate sort of confession that is along that same lines, because he basically ended the secret by saying, "Hey, is that bad? Is that bad?"
And we decided it is.
Okay.
Let's not do that. Let's file that in the category of let's not do that.
Right, right. You can always...
Let's not steal our roommate's underwear and then move in the middle of the night.
And then move. I mean, that is one way to address the awkward conversation after the fact, is just to move, change your number, and pretend like it never happened. So.
And assume a different identity.
Right.
I don't know.
It's, right.
Feels extreme.
Small price to pay, I guess. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
So, at a Minnesota Dairy Queen last week, one drive-thru customer started a pay-it-forward chain that continued for over 900 cars.
Holy cow!
Yeah, that lasted for a long time. It all started when one man offered to pay for the car behind him on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
It's not a totally unusual thing, but restaurant employees said they expected that to fizzle out after about 15 or so cars.
Oh.
It continued until close on Thursday. When the last car in line left $10 to keep it going when the drive-thru opened again, so the chain picked back up on Friday.
Wow!
Yep, and a post on their Facebook page, you know, kind of expressed shock after just around 50 cars had taken part at that point.
Yeah.
They said, not sure if it's the sun shining or the Christmas spirit's already here, but it started with one, and we're now at 48 cars that have paid it forward. Let's keep this going. At around 2.5 days, what began as a small act of kindness topped out at $10,000 in sales.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Could you imagine being
kindness,
the person that breaks it?
Oh, dang.
because oh, you know the people working the drive-thru at the Dairy Queen are saying with every single customer, hey, the person in front of you picked up yours. Would you mind?
Like to continue?
Yes, would you like to continue? And then finally, there's that dude going,
don't be the guy that says, nah.
Nope, I'm good. Thanks, I didn't have any cash on me anyways.
Nope, all right, I'm out. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. That's
it. Oh, that would be the thing. Do you have to have cash to do that? Or can you
just
still
put her on a card.
Give them a card number?
Yeah, no, I mean, you just...
I, like, never carry cash.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, say there's no one behind you, and you're like, oh, well, I guess, yeah, if I don't have cash, yeah, what do you do?
I write down my card for the next person.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that either.
I don't either.
Yeah, maybe if I'm in that situation, I break the chain.
Oh, no. We just ridiculed the person that would break the chain.
Either that, or I'm grabbing change out of my ashtray and going, all right. Here's
this buy.
Here's 77 cents. Will you apply that to the next
sale?
Will you apply that to the next order? All right. That's a good feel good though.
Yep, we're tweeting it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. We do them every hour here throughout the morning. Some Star Wars news happened yesterday as it was announced Hayden Christensen. You know, Hayden Christensen played Anakin Skywalker in the first three, like Star Wars episode, like
what one, was it? two, and three.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He is going to come back as Darth Vader. Ewan McGregor will return as Obi-Wan Kenobi in a series called Obi-Wan Kenobi. So that's going to...
So this is a series, not a movie.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. And it's going to come to Disney Plus. Now, this also on the heels of another, I guess, more Star Wars news, more Star Wars series, just simply called Ahsoka, which is a character that... Now, I haven't seen this character yet because I'm not caught up on The Mandalorian, but apparently this character made her debut in The Mandalorian just recently. And
was
so,
she the one that was like training Baby Yoda, which we now know is Grogu?
I don't know.
I think that might be her.
Caught up. So anyways, yeah, so they're going to do a series around her, and it's going to set in within the same timeline of The Mandalorian. And then another series called Rangers of the New Republic. So there's a lot of Star Wars stuff continuing to come out, even though the original, I guess, nine series are complete. They're continuing with these like one-offs and little branches.
Side stories.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there is something else, if we can segue, that is kind of mind-blowing, intriguing. Don't know what to think about it. Chris Evans posted something on his Instagram, and it says Lightyear. And it looks like he's playing a young Buzz Lightyear in maybe an origin story.
Wait.
Disney Pixar.
Okay, so this is not Star Wars related. This is
Toy Story.
Okay, all right.
But still an epic saga.
Yeah, yeah.
With an iconic character, and he kind of explains the whole thing. He said, you know what, hey, working with Pixar has been a dream come true. I've been a massive fan of their films. My team could barely contain their excitement when they told me that Pixar had a pitch for me. All they said was Buzz Lightyear.
So it's not going to be Tim Allen then, who voices...
No, he said, he goes on, I didn't know what that meant. Since Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear, no one could touch his performance.
Right.
I needed to know how this character was different and why the stories were telling. I can say two things with confidence. Number one, I didn't stop smiling through the entire pitch ear to ear. Number two, everyone can rest easy and get very excited. Trust me when I say they really know what they're doing over there. This one's going to be special. Hashtag Lightyear.
Ah, okay. Look at that.
Which is interesting because my logistical brain automatically thinks Buzz Lightyear is a toy, so therefore he wasn't young and didn't grow up. So what is that origin story going to look like? Like, I'm already skeptical.
Right, right.
But I love the franchise, so I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. But my brain is thinking, well, Buzz didn't grow up.
You got to suspend disbelief a little bit, I guess.
He wasn't a young space ranger.
No, never was. He always was just Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, a couple things there. One, new Star Wars stuff coming out if you're a fan. And then perhaps new Pixar Toy Story origin stories on the way. You can catch
a
up.
Branch.
Yep, on the website at WDJX.com. Coming up next, I'm curious if you've got a year or a time in mind in your own head for when you start dating to when the proposal should happen. Okay? I've got a reason for this question, all right?
Can I say my number?
Well,
six months.
Okay. I was going to say wait, but all right. So,
yep.
All right. So here, pause.
Or I'm out.
So there is a story out of Kenya where this woman, Gertrude, had been dating her boyfriend for 8 years. He's the father of her child. And after a while, she got so fed up with him not proposing and making it official that she literally took him to court and sued.
Oh, wow. I don't know if that's the best method to convince him for happily ever after.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically just saying you wasted my time. You, you not only wasted my time, you wasted my emotional time, my effort, you know.
So she wants
all that
she's
stuff.
Like ready to cut and run, but she wants to get paid for the wasted time.
Well, the judge basically told her that the court could not do anything about her situation.
Well, yeah.
There was no formal marriage. Since
and there's no guarantee in love.
Right.
Like you try it out. If it doesn't work out, you move on. But I don't think you get to sue your ex for like wasting your time.
But 8 years. So everybody has that kind of timeline in their own head as to, especially when you start dating someone, or how long there should be before there's a proposal. Now, for everybody, the timeline is different. Some people know after the first date. Some people know after a year. Some people know after 2 years. But there comes a time when it's, as my grandma would say, you got to poop or get off the pot, right?
So, oh, great. It's a good, that's a solid piece of advice to live by. I do think that age plays a factor, because if you're really, really young and you're dating, I feel like it takes a little bit longer to figure stuff out. But if you are well established in your own life, you know what you want, I feel like you can figure that out quicker. I'm saying 6 months or I'm out.
6 months. If I start dating you today,
to see?
Yeah. I'm going to show you everything within 6 months. So you better either
figure it out.
Know or not know in 6 months and make a decision.
Yep.
That's funny. Can anyone beat 8 years? Because 8 years, I feel like, is a long time to be dating without a proposal of some sort.
Now, well, I will say this, too. Like, maybe there are different reasons for not wanting. There's a couple of celebrity examples. You got Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have been together for 37 years, never got married.
Mm-hmm.
Works for them.
Okay.
Oprah and Stedman. I think they're still together.
Yeah.
They
no,
never
I,
got married.
I think so, yeah.
So, I mean, I think for some people, there may be a stigma, and I'm sure that all is influenced from how they grew up. If they came from broken homes, maybe they have a different perspective.
Yeah.
They're coming from, but it all comes down to if there's a commitment there.
Got a tweet from Rachel who said, my timeline was about 4 years. 9 years later with this guy... and still single on my tax return, LMAO. Hashtag plans are made to be broken. All right. Well.
Okay. Yeah. Are we still considering moving towards the marriage?
Yeah.
At 9 years in?
I mean, I got to think that, you know, there's still that sort of conversation. Now, I can see if you are maybe getting together as a boyfriend, girlfriend in high school. And
yes,
then
again, and if then you're younger, it takes longer.
Right. Well, and then you've got school, and then you kind of continue on through college or whatever you do afterward. And so,
that
yeah,
makes
I could
way more sense.
I could see where the years rack up. I want to say for my wife and I, I proposed a little after 4 years, maybe. Maybe it was
you were young, too. Like, how old were you?
We started dating when I was 21. So, yeah. So.
Yeah.
I was a little younger.
That makes sense.
Right. So
because when you're building your career, you're building your life. I'm saying when you are kind of set, secure in your life
mm-hmm.
and your career, and you kind of know what you're looking for and you know what you want, 6 months should do it.
6 months. You are giving people right now who are in this situation sweats. Who are like, I'm in my 30s and I've been dating the same guy for 2 years. Should I be worried?
Kelly's
like,
yes. When you're in
yes,
your 30s,
you are.
I'm just saying.
Yes, you are. Now, I proposed after about 4.5 years, but then we didn't get married for another. I want to say 18 months, almost close to 2 years after that. So it was a longer proposal for me. So. I mean, and I think a lot of that was
longer engagement. Yeah.
Well, we were living long distance too.
That plays a factor.
So that played a little bit of a factor, but I don't know. Can you, we've got one person so far who can beat 8 years of dating before the proposal. And I'd be interested to know, like, if it's still in the cards, if you're still talking about marriage and, or you're just like cool with just being together and not having that, like, extra little thing. So, yeah.
Andrew, the love doctor, is chiming in. Kelly, spot on. 1 year tops. Thank you.
Well, Kelly said
6 months here.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kelly said 6 months. Kelly did not say 1 year.
Well, I would say 6 months to a year. But yeah, usually about 6 months. I feel like you should have it figured out. Now, we got another text from a listener. I'm 34. My boyfriend's 33. We've known each other for 30 years. Been dating for 6 years. I found the ring several years ago, but it's still in a sock drawer.
Oh, so she knows there's a ring.
Yeah, but why isn't he giving it to her?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a story. That's a story right there.
Then I feel like if he hasn't given it to her yet, then is he having doubts and what's happening?
All right. This woman sued her boyfriend after they'd been dating. They had a kid together for 8 years. And so just kind of tossing it out there. Anybody dating longer than 8 years?
And, turns out many.
Without getting married. And then if that's the case, why? And is there a plan for marriage? I mean, you know what? I think honestly, like nowadays, I don't feel like marriage is as important. And I don't want that to sound like I don't believe in marriage. But I don't think that maybe it's as important to rush to get married in with this generation as it was maybe a generation or two ago.
Well, I feel like they're waiting longer because I think more people are career driven and career oriented.
Or they just want to play the field a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
or that. But so we got a text from a listener. One of my friends and her boyfriend have been together for 10 years. They married. They have a house together.
Mm-hmm.
Both of their parents have been married and divorced 5 times each.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to that's going to help shape your view of marriage for sure.
Right. Yeah. Your background is going to 100% play into your feelings about that.
Right. Jacob is on the phone. Jacob, now, how long had you and your, girlfriend been dating?
Me and my girl, we've been together for 11 years now. 3 kids. Extremely happy. We don't seem to the need to, you know, rush into things and, you know, get married because, you know, it doesn't really change anything to us, honestly. You know, we're happy and we love each other, so that's all that matters.
Jacob, I think it's funny you said we don't want to rush into things, even though you've been together 11 years and you have kids. I mean, I feel like you're already there.
Yeah, we've been together since 15 years old. So, you know, I proposed, you know, 4 years ago, and we were planning on getting married this year, but the coronavirus messed up. So, yeah.
Thanks for sharing your story, Jacob.
Thanks, man.
Andrew, what's up?
My better half and I were just talking. We've been together 10 years, and I tell people it's been 9 out of the 10 that we've been engaged, but evidently I was off by a little bit, so I'm tying your 8 year.
So, Andrew, why then, if you've been engaged for so long, have you not gotten married?
Well, I am down to go down to the Justice of Peace any old day and tie this on. Like, I'm in it to win it. I actually wear a wedding band on my left hand. I mean, I call it an engagement ring. I don't know. But, you know, she wants a special wedding, a nice one. It didn't have to be a $1 million wedding, but she wants, you know, just at least the general run of the mill, and we definitely can't afford it, and we don't have anybody in our family that can swing it for us. And also, we're pretty, okay, so we're not great about planning our money. So we just haven't been able to really prioritize making it happen.
I get the intention of wanting to have a quote nice
big epic party.
Yeah, a nice party, a nice wedding, and all that. And so, hey, you know what? That's what credit cards are for, right? Come on.
Oh, wow.
That's what credit cards are for.
Oh, sir.
And you know what's great about credit cards? You just put it on that little piece of plastic and it's like it goes away.
It's like magic.
It's like magic. It just goes away. It's fantastic. We've been talking about why buy the cow when you get the milk for free. Is that kind of the analogy?
that's one way to put it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so this woman sued her boyfriend of 8 years because he hadn't proposed after 8 years and a child together. So,
but also for texting another woman. Left that part out.
Well, yes, and there was a lot more that this guy the writing was on the wall with this guy from early on.
Right, but she was trying to say, well, that's evidence that this was wasted time.
Yeah,
and so he owes me money.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Yeah, but good try.
Yeah, the judge was just basically like, well, you guys aren't married, so I can't do anything. So she's like, that's my point!
That's my point.
All right, so some text messages at 502-571-9970. Barb texted and said a little over a year and 8 months, and he hadn't proposed, so I proposed to him. LOL.
Look at that.
Man,
and she sent a great picture. That's a gorgeous couple.
Yeah, and
that's
I think it's much more widely accepted now for a little role reversal of, you know, if the woman wants to get married, that she propose to the guy.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
And then Kelsey rolls in. My aunt and uncle were married 30 years ago. They got divorced for 2 years and then have been dating and living together for 20 years. LOL.
Wow. Now, Sarah's text message left both Kelly and I scratching our heads because she writes, I wasn't even dating my current husband when we got married, and we'll be married 10 years in March.
I was like, hold up, back the truck up. How in the world do you get married to someone you're not dating? What's happening?
Yeah, because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, she was on Married at First Sight or some sort of game show or something.
Absolutely. Some sort of reality an arranged marriage or something.
Yes, an arranged marriage, yeah. So anyway, she writes back and she was like, yeah, no, we dated for about a month after Thanksgiving 10 years ago. He broke up with me. But then in January, he wanted to talk. And by February, he was living with me. But we weren't really officially dating. And then we got this wild hair overnight and got married the next day just to see what might happen.
What?
She writes, oh, I mean, what could go wrong? And here we are almost 10 years later with four kids and laugh at
That's
our story.
Awesome.
That is
fantastic. That is quite the story.
Yeah.
I love it.
That is. I mean, and you know what? And this is the thing. It's like, you know, we're talking about timelines and how long is too long to date before you get married. Everybody's timeline is different because your parents, what, got engaged on the first date, right?
Oh, yeah. At 21 years old, they met on a blind date. A month later, they were engaged.
Yes.
8 months later, they were married, and they've been married for over 50 years.
Yeah. So it's like that situation obviously worked out for the best. You know,
exactly.
Others who dive into that a little bit too soon, it doesn't work out. And they wind up, you know, I mean, Britney Spears is a great example of that. You know,
don't you bring up her 55-hour marriage.
Jason Alexander was a magical time in her life.
It was a magical 55 hours.
So you know, it's like sometimes it just doesn't work. But
well, I think, too, it's generational because my parents came from a generation where it was like marriage was a decision and they knew what they were getting into and they were saying, you know, this is forever. For better or for worse. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people then kind of entered into in these later generations that if it doesn't work out, we'll just get divorced.
Yeah, it's like instead of for better, for worse, it's just, yeah, for better.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so anyways, another text from a listener, 12 years of dating, a half of a year of engagement, ring but no real proposal, which is weird. It's like, how do you give someone a ring, an engagement ring, without actually asking the question?
I don't know. Unless you just say, hey, honey, let's go to the jewelry store and then pick yourself out something real nice.
Why don't you pick yourself out something real nice? All right, feel good. Kelly Kay.
This is honestly one of my favorite stories you'll see all week. This is so sweet. 7-year-old Annalise of New Hampshire, she had one special request of Santa. She wanted to find her friend Nyla, so she wrote a letter to the North Pole.
Dear Santa, for Christmas, I would like it to be a surprise. Please tell Nyla that I miss her. Please tell her my address.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, so sweet. So the backstory is they were best friends in school after 8-year-old Nyla helped Annalise feel welcome when they first moved to town. But then Nyla's family moved away in February and they kind of lost touch. So Santa kind of enlisted the help from Annalise's mom, Leslie, posted a photo of the letter on Facebook, asked the community if they could help find Nyla. Over 100 people responded. So the moms connected, planned a surprise meetup. And they were so excited to see each other.
She simply wanted help finding her 8-year-old friend, Nyla Loftus. Moms Leslie and Sarah knew they had to get their daughters together, so they planned a surprise meetup.
Nyla poked her head up. Nyla!
You were surprised?
Mm-hmm. Aw, they got them together.
Isn't that adorable? So when asked if she had a message for Santa, Annalise said, thank you for making my wish come true.
Oh my gosh.
So, such a great story. We've got the whole video. They did a feature on them, CBS This Morning, at WDJX.com. You can see that.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Feel good. I don't want to send anybody to a full-on panic, but Pepperidge Farm is warning that we may be in the face of a Christmas cookie shortage.
No! Ah!
actually, like, they're saying that because of the pandemic and cookie consumption rose 25% since March, which, you know what?
We're eating our failings.
I don't even care. I think that's great. That's a great stat.
That is appropriate.
Yeah, it goes on to say 1 in 5 Americans ate 3 or more cookies per day. So now, in front of the busiest cookie season, it looks like there could be a cookie shortage. Now,
No.
Again, just from Pepperidge Farm. So if maybe it's just Pepperidge Farm that they're looking at their, I guess, coffers and going, oh, wow, the Milano cookies are getting a little short.
Okay, listen, wellness check on Nestle Toll House. Wellness check on Nestle Toll House. Are you going to still need that? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and you contend that just chocolate chip cookies are a Christmas cookie, which I feel like we've debated in the fact that I will protest vehemently that chocolate chip cookie is an everyday cookie.
Yes, it is. It's a classic. You add some sprinkles, instant Christmas cookie.
No, you don't add sprinkles.
Cut it in shapes. Sure. Whatever.
You don't add sprinkles to a chocolate chip cookie.
We do.
Okay. All right. Fine.
It's delicious.
Fine. I will still vehemently argue that chocolate chip cookies do not belong in the Christmas cookie category.
You can. I'm just saying they're adaptable.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like no, chocolate chip cookies are not adaptable. Chocolate chip cookies are chocolate chip cookies. Like the recipe in which when you make chocolate chip cookies can be adaptable. Like some chocolate chip cookies are better than others. However, like sugar cookies and like tree and star cookies, those are adaptable because those are the ones that you are supposed to ice and you're supposed to put stuff on.
Those are not adaptable. Those are strictly Christmas time. That's the only time I'm whipping out the sugar cookies that are decorated in the shapes of snowmen and Santa and stars. And no, that's Christmas time.
Speaking of,
what I'm saying is chocolate chip cookies are always there. You can adapt them to be more seasonal.
Speaking of cookies, I saw this thing where not everyone leaves milk and cookies for Santa. Everywhere. So that's mostly like an American tradition, leaving out milk and cookies.
And again, chocolate chip cookies. Don't you leave out the chocolate chip cookies?
In other countries, however, Santa's about to get drunk because.
What is happening?
Check this out. In Australia, crikey, they leave out. They leave out beer and cookies.
Wow.
Because December is a summer month in Australia because the hemisphere, it's flipped. So,
but beer and cookies?
Yes.
Is that a good combo?
Yes, that's what they leave. Hey, don't question it, Kelly. Just accept it.
Is it like Barry Weiss or some sort of like, I don't know, fruity beer?
Wow. Look at you tossing out different styles of beer. Like you're a beer connoisseur.
I just saw it at the grocery store.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I was buying you beer.
In Ireland, again, they've given out a pint of Guinness to Santa. Yeah, so Santa's getting a pint of Guinness in Ireland, getting beer and cookies in Australia. In England, getting a glass of sherry wine again.
Oh, wow.
A nice sweet wine there for you.
Sure. Now that goes well with cookies.
Well, that goes well with a cold Christmas night, too, because, you know.
Okay, yes.
Paired with a little mince pie they a lot of times do on
the inside.
In England. In Germany, they do handwritten letters, which, okay, that's fun.
But no snacks?
Yeah, no snacks.
I mean, the letters are great, but let's add some snacks.
I mean, but Santa's probably okay because he's half popped anyways from flying over Australia, Ireland, and England anyways, you know?
Yeah, he's going to have to pace himself because like the first neighborhood, he can be half sloshed.
He's like,
and he's got to make sure he can drive the sleigh well. Good thing Rudolph is off the sauce.
Let me tell you. Right. I mean those first couple houses though, you know, that beer's going to taste really good and he's going to be okay.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be hard to resist those first couple, you know.
And then he's like, "Ooh."
All right, I'm going to sleep as I'm flying over the Atlantic Ocean. I'm going to
take
a little nap here and recharge before
I got this on cruise control. All right.
So yeah, if you want to see the entire list, we got to post it for you up at WDGX.com. We've also tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly's show. But yeah, I think maybe we need to start, maybe at least just in my house, leaving something other than milk and cookies for Santa. Maybe we need to adopt something from like Ireland, like a pint of Guinness, and you know.
I see what you're doing there.
I mean, why not?
For Santa.
Why not just do something a little bit different? Why do we always have to follow the status quo? So anyways, you can see the list. Like I said, WDJX.com, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming The Ben and Kelly Show.com. You know, yesterday we were just talking about some of the stuff new on Netflix and that we were diving into. And you were talking about The Queen's Gambit and everything.
Good.
Netflix actually revealed the top of 2020 yesterday. Kind of the what we watched this past year in over the year on Netflix. What do you think was the number one show so far this year?
Like series?
Instead of just asking you the question, I'll just say that.
Yeah, just
that,
tell me. That,
this is, and it's funny that they said this with a like 50% rise from February. So people, once the pandemic began, really started gravitating towards these shows, and My House being included, series like Nailed It in the Great British Bake Off. Like we
good
watched
stuff.
That all the time. Like the Great British.
Well, then you get motivated to try to do it yourselves.
Oh, you're
at home all the time. Why not try to bake?
No, I mean, we didn't do that, but I mean, we just watched. Oh, okay. We just watched all the other people. A lot more sad movies were streamed back in, here over the year in 2020. The Hubie Halloween was a big
Adam Sandler thing.
Yes, was a big movie in October, which I'm like, really? And
I'm real confused.
So as far as documentaries and reality TV, the number one was Tiger King. But,
of course.
But the next one was one that I completely forgot about. And I actually watched and I was like, oh, my gosh. It was Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah, we did. We dove into that a little bit. I don't know if we finished it.
Yeah, I know.
We did.
Like, I get so distracted with series.
Me
like,
too.
I don't know whether or not I've actually finished it, and then I'll just assume if enough time has passed that I had, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I think I finished that. Sure.
I saw enough.
Yeah. Saw enough. All right. So, anyways, what we watched there on Netflix. But, yeah, Kelly and I both binged The Queen's Gambit. It's super easy to watch. It's only like 4 episodes or something like that. But
I think it's a little bit longer than that. But yeah, it's not like a super involved, like tons of episodes.
Right. Yeah. I was thinking of the one that I was just talking about yesterday, which was the true life crime murder in Connecticut sort of thing on HBO Plus, which, again, doing a free preview of that. I haven't dove in completely on the HBO just
gotcha.
Yet.
Gotcha. I'm too scared because if I sign up for the free preview, I'm going to forget to cancel it. Then I'm going to start getting charged. And I'm going to have 50 streaming services. I'm trying to limit myself.
All right. Justin Bieber, holy. I don't know what your gift exchange is going to look like this year or if you're even trying to do it. I know a lot of times people who work in like the office or whatever, they try to do like a little maybe Dirty Santa or one of those like white elephant gift exchanges. Maybe you have it with the family. We've tried to do that in the past here at the radio station, and
it was fun because we have leftover not picked up prizes and stuff, merch.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun to get something random, and I'll say like
prize closet.
Yeah, you know, I got Kelly. We were talking about this earlier. You this year gave me kind of the little flight of beer. A little cheese and meat.
The cute little glasses.
And, yeah,
and cheese
yeah,
and meat,
I loved
yes,
it.
And beer to go. I bought local.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Against the grain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not buy local. I just got you chocolates. So
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. but
and which literally led my daughter to say to my husband, Ben bought mom chocolates. What are you going to do for your woman?
Listen.
You're going to step up?
Listen, I don't need any sort of weird rift between your husband and me. I'm not, it's not that way, okay? I just know she loves chocolate. So anyways, but we had like, you stealthily just dropped it on my porch and then I just had it mailed to you. So it was like, it wasn't in person. But I saw one of my friends had tweeted the other day that she was getting together with her friends And they typically do like a white elephant or a Dirty Santa kind of gift exchange. But this year, they all decided that they were going to do it on Zoom, but they were going to just take $20 and they were going to buy themselves something that they really wanted. And they were just going to show it on the Zoom and be like, hey, wow, look at what I got. Look at what I got. I got a wine.
That's so great. Now, see, I would buy myself something really nice. Now, there are, and I saw this kind of floating around on Facebook and text, and some of my girlfriends got together and did a little secret sister exchange. So you got to rope like six people in, and then theoretically you're supposed to get like a lot of secret gifts. So I got one. You want to know what I got? My secret sister gift.
What secret sister gift did you get?
I got a dinosaur taco holder.
Oh, it's a taco holder that's in the shape of a dinosaur?
It's a little dinosaur, and you put your taco in it. It holds your taco up for you.
How often do you eat tacos? I don't feel like you're
actually
a big taco fan.
We eat tacos quite a bit, but they're soft tacos.
Oh, well, then so that's perfect, right?
Yeah, well, sure.
Yeah. You put the little soft taco in there?
Yes, I haven't used it yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds like the gift that keeps on giving right there.
It may be.
All right. Whatever your holiday is this year, you know, whether it's an online gift exchange on Zoom where you just buy each other gifts or do the stealth drop on the porches, you know, hopefully you can still manage to share and celebrate the holiday. So if you missed anything from the show or from the week of shows, we've got them all up at the website at WDJX.com. Our secret this morning was a little bit random and
crazy,
strange,
and fun.
We'll just
and
say
makes you want to go underwear shopping now, doesn't it?
Yeah, just we'll just leave this little teaser in case you hadn't listened to it. It involves dirty underwear.
Oh God! See that? I don't know if that was.
Is that not a good tease? All right.
I'm not sure. People would be like, "I gotta listen to that."
All right. Forget I said that. Maybe a better tease is it involves two guys as roommates.
Okay. Nope, that's not better.
Better.
A better one. Nope. The guy moved.
Okay, that's a good one.
All right,
sure.
Yes.
All right.
He ended up moving. That was the only solution.
All right, let the secret tickle your ears a little bit later on this afternoon or this weekend as you catch up on the shows there at WDJX.com. Ha! All right, that'll do it for us.
That's good.
We will talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.